Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan.
It didn't make it onto the screen.
Good. I was about to say, asking the question doesn't matter, like why did Corey just pull down his shirt?
Carter leaned back and looked in through the window and was like, what are you doing over there? And I was just telling Kevin, my tattoo says listen to Corey.
You should.
I often do.
Thank you.
But not always. What in the world happened to the teams on the rest of the Cowboys schedule?
Dude.
So I really wanted to dip into this, and we've done some research on it to go along with this discussion. But let's go back to before the beginning of the season, before the season started. This was the run that was going to kill your season, right? This was going to be the six-game run that was going to kill your season. Host Philly, unstoppable. Host Kansas City, oh, maybe even more unstoppable. At Detroit, oh, they could end up being the best team in the NFC. Host Minnesota, they went 14-3 last year. Host the Chargers, another year for the Herbert and Harbaugh experiment to go wild. And then at Washington. Well, they were just in the NFC Championship game, so they're obviously going to be awesome. This was the chunk on the schedule. And I will admit, even I was like, I think you got to get out to like at least a 4-2 start because I was also worried. But this was the chunk that was going to end the Cowboys season. Yes?
Yeah. No. And I mentioned many times, and I always do this, Kevin, anything can happen
right
in a year.
Right.
And we see it every year where things happen. Now, the Cowboys, they are in this vein. They're in a weird vein where you can almost predict losses because of the win that you predict the week before.
Right.
So that's kind of how that is. But it was a daunting stretch. But again, any of those teams could be already out of contention.
For sure.
Too far into contention where they don't care. The middle of the season is also a very weird time where you feel like you've accomplished so much 6 games in, 8 games in, and now you're like, what else do we have to accomplish?
Right.
Or, man, this hill is starting to become more to climb. Injuries happen, all sorts of things. So, yes, when we looked at this part of the schedule in the offseason, it was the most terrifying part where it would collapse your season.
Is it fair to assume, and I want y'all's thoughts on this as well, is it fair to assume that the Cowboys have already won back-to-back games that most folks thought they wouldn't have won?
Yes.
Like, pretty definitively, right?
Yeah, I think I had the Cowboys. I'm going to have to go back and look at my chart. I know I had them beating the Chiefs.
Okay. But you'd be hard-pressed.
Most people would say to win these two already and to have a 3-game win streak at this point, nobody would have seen it coming.
So look at the schedule going forward. Lions, Vikings, Chargers, Commanders, and Giants. Now, I realize the last two start to kind of like stilt this record just a little bit, but you know the record of your remaining opponents is 24-36. 24-36. And even if you take out those last two games, it's what, 2 games above 500?
Mm-hmm. I wanted to go run through this real quick. I looked it up. The Eagles, I had the Cowboys losing to the Eagles.
Okay.
I had them beating the Chiefs and the Lions.
And even that, I think, is a pretty fringe opinion going into the season. Okay.
And then I had them losing, only winning against the Giants for the rest of the season. So you're right. Like, in this stretch, I still have the Cowboys.
Sure.
I felt like you had to win three.
Right.
Now, at this point, they're wanting to win more, and we'll talk about more of that in the C block. But yeah, no, absolutely. You would have looked at this part and gone, no.
And I want to just point out, the point of this segment is not to be like, and now you're definitely going to win out. That's not the point at all. It's just more of a focus of what in the world happened to these teams. Now, each one of them is different.
Where are we starting? Which team do we want to start
with? Let's start with the Lions.
They've gotten injured. Their defensive coordinator changed, too.
And
their
that has not worked out early.
Their defense is not the same defense.
And you know why?
They have problems.
One of the reasons is injury. One of the reasons is predictability.
Yeah.
Take a look at what the Lions defense does, and sometimes you can chart it like clockwork, especially on third and fourth down. And look, I'm not saying it always works out this way, but think about the old Tecmo Bowl style. If you know the play or the type of even base defense the other team's going to run, well, that sure as hell puts you ahead of the game.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And Kevin, go look at win rates, pass rush win rates for defenses, and Detroit's not in the top.
Okay, and so Alec and I were just talking about this, and I'm sure we'll discuss more. Got about 36 hours, give or take. Actually, 31 hours.
Off the edge, out of the top 20, nobody. Defensive tackle, top 20, nobody. Your pass rush win rate from your defense is not effective for Detroit.
And part of the reason you see that is, you know who struggled a lot this last month? Aiden Hutchinson.
Yeah.
So we were having a discussion off air.
Why? I'm sorry, before you, do we know, is it just
I think one
the
of the
drudge of the season?
Well, one of the things we were just talking about is he has not been able to get home. So there are still plenty of metrics, and I'm not going to steal Alex Thunder because I think that's going to come up in another spot. There are plenty of positive metrics about how awesome he is. But he has not gotten home. And a pressure is huge. But you find a spot where you're like, hey, that's great. But we just talked about how good Dak was under pressure last week. You know how I know you're not going to be good? When you get sacked. Like, there's no way that's going to turn out to be a positive play for you. Barring a penalty.
And I'm sorry, Alec, are you talking about Detroit's pass rush or run stop win rate?
It was just Hutchinson.
Okay,
right.
Just Aiden, yeah.
Okay, I found like that their whole... They're 27th in pass rush win rate.
That's shocking.
They're 28th in run stop win rate. So Kevin, when you're talking about these, the predictability of it, and then the lack of ability to do anything regarding it, that's you're doing poorly there.
So let's go back to three
Holy
weeks.
Holy crap! Their pass block win rate is 30th.
Not good either.
Holy cow! How's this team accomplish anything this season?
And you've seen the slide in the last 3 weeks, and I can't help but wonder, is that why they continue to be so aggressive on fourth down on offense? I know the argument's going to be Dan Campbell's always been aggressive. I get that. But maybe he continues it even though it's not working because he's like, what choice do I have? Punt it? Give it back to the defense that can't win anything?
Man, that's a good point.
3 weeks ago, is it fair to say expectations for this game were really, really low?
For the Cowboys?
Yes.
Yes.
You were 3-5-1. That same weekend, the Lions smashed the Commanders, and they were 6-3. This game felt like, especially on the road, the Cowboys had little chance to win. Now, they're 3-point underdogs on the road. And I realize the point spread has tightened up just a little bit in terms of home field advantage. But that means these two teams right now are currently viewed as about the same on a neutral field. That's wild.
The Lions then are a mediocre team.
I agree. Right now, I think they are mediocre.
In most people's minds, they're living off of last year, last
Agreed.
Couple of years.
And even, the start to the season.
Even Jerry would point, he didn't say, but he said, you know, the successes they've had the last couple of years. He pointed out what was. They started in the way they started off, very hot, all healthy.
Right.
You know, like that's an important factor there. They obviously had a grudge after losing to the Packers to open the season the way they did, and they dismantled the Bears.
Yep.
But just looking at
they kicked the Bears freaking ass, and look at what the Bears have done since then.
Yeah.
They've taken off.
Yeah, I think Ben Johnson probably used that as motivation for himself and his team at that point. But just kind of, you know, strength of schedule. We talk about schedule. You can only play the schedule you can.
For sure.
But when you look back at the schedule and see the teams you've beaten, Kevin, some people would disagree with you about the wins that they have against bad opponents and the wins they have against good opponents. Some people might say, I don't agree, but I appreciate your conversation here.
Fair enough.
Looking at, this kind of defines a little bit of the chart. This puts the team in a mediocre position. This puts the Lions in a mediocre place in that the Eagles are a good team.
Right.
And they got held to 9 points.
Yeah.
And the Cowboys just, like, this, and, but again, this kind of just does go show throughout the season the ebbs and flows and the changes here.
And
are they destined to have a rise back, or is this just a complete fall off for this team?
And that's the thing. That's really hard to answer. What I'm going to say about the Cowboys, and I promise, I see the people who are like, yeah, but they'll probably still end up losing the playoffs. I'm not going to change your mind right now. And I accept that.
The Cowboys?
Yes.
Oh,
those Cowboys fans.
Oh, no, but the Cowboys are going to probably lose in the playoffs?
That would be the
argument. I get that. Yeah, no, I get that.
I'm not going to change any of those people's minds right now. But going into this stretch, I told you you were on the road against the Lions, host the Vikings, host the Chargers, on the road against Washington, on the road against New York. Before the season started, don't you think some people thought they might go from 1-4 in that stretch? Now, if they go anything worse than 3-2, wouldn't that be a colossal disappointment?
Yeah, because, and as we discuss on this show, this is in life. When presented new information,
correct,
you can change your mind. The team that I saw against the Broncos, the team I saw play against the Cardinals,
yeah,
two different teams than what I've seen in the last three games.
Yep.
And I say that defensively. Now, again, they've given up 28 and 21 points. But
sure,
their offense has been able to produce because their defense has been able to get stops.
And yes,
and that was something that their offense had to cover all the ground, and they were a one-dimensional team. They're no longer that.
Yeah.
So yeah, now looking at the team that's on a three-game win streak, I'm not just saying, oh, this is a win streak and they're hot. They've beaten two above mediocre teams.
Yep.
They destroyed a bad team.
Yep.
And they have what I would present as a better collection of talent on the field than they've had all season. Especially if you add Diggs to this now, you can think what you want about him. His talent is still there. And if you can get that talent to perform, your team's better for it.
And the combination of these teams slipping and your team getting better have you even having a conceivable conversation about the playoffs. Like, you're going to have to win the Minnesota, Washington, and New York games. Like, you just have to. So that would put you at 9-5-1. And then you need to at least split the Lions and Chargers games, because those are the only two games you have against teams with winning record. So that starts tomorrow. If you win the Lions game and you're a Cowboys fan, you have to think the team should hopefully be able to go at least 10-6-1. Now, will that get you in the playoffs? I can't say that for sure right now, but it will put you in the conversation, which 3 weeks ago, no chance. I thought that would be a conversation.
Am I going to be weird to say the Vikings game, I think, is the most pivotal?
Tell me why.
They're 4-8.
Yes.
That's the kind of game the Cowboys lose.
Well, then you're done.
You went on a 4-game win streak.
Yeah.
And this is, in my mind, presenting you go up to Detroit and you take care of business up
right
there because you're in this mindset right now. And then the Vikings at home do something. You're just like, what? But I will say this. I watched the Hard Knocks thing this morning.
Yeah.
And I love the message Aaron Whitecotton gave going into Thursday's game. And it was, guys, you know, it feels great. Everybody's hurrah after you've won a game like you did against Philadelphia. It's great. Then you get your ass handed to you because you aren't paying attention.
Sure.
And that's what I hope this whole team is in that mindset for this entire stretch, especially going. This one's important. Lions, you want to go give them some payback for the way they treated you the last time you played against them. You have desire. Now, that next one, I don't want to look past this Lions game because tomorrow night it's going to be fantastic at the Bearded Monkey.
And I think this is going to be the last game you're an underdog for this season. So the only other one that I would wonder about is that Chargers game. But if you win these next two games, you're going to be favored in that Chargers game, even though I know they've got Philly and Kansas City back-to-back as well. So this is the last stop. If you think you're going to make the playoffs, this would theoretically be the last stop to be an underdog. And it's just wild to see how different that's changed. And so whenever we have these conversations at the beginning of the season, oh, if you think they're go 11-6, you're an idiot. You never know what that schedule's actually going to look like when you get there, right? Because I don't think any of us thought it was going to look like this.
You're damn right.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's do a little NFL overreaction or reality.
Cowboys are one for one on two-point conversions. Prescott back to throw, looking, standing. He's going to be set. No, he runs away. Gets rid of the ball. Pickens. Pickens standing by the left pylon. Caught it for two.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. It's time for NFL overreaction or reality. But I want to remind everybody, tomorrow we're going to be at Choctaw Casino and World Resort in...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Durant, by the way, interesting timing. Choctaw has been announced as an official Dallas World Cup host city supporter. So they support us and they support the World Cup. That's nice.
And athletics.
Yes, they're athletic supporters. Overreaction or reality? A win over the Lions will give you full-on Cowboys fever.
Overreaction.
Oh.
Because
I think I'm a yes.
Like, Friday is going to be a great day if that happens.
Yes. Taco Bueno in Arlington.
Yeah, Taco Bueno in Arlington. Jerry Jones and the taco of the Dallas Cowboys, the official taco of the Cowboys. He'll be excited.
We might be able to convince him if they win that game to just come on by.
Yeah, he'll be like, I'm already there, guys. I've been waiting for y'all to get here all morning.
Right.
I feel like something is holding me back from completely letting go.
But you're not sure?
Is you think, just history? You think the win over the Eagles would have done something to turn things around for me? And I was just like, good win. You'd think the win over the Chiefs would have really like cracked something open for me. But here I am, like here I am holding up the chart going, you're still mediocre. I held them down. I didn't even advance them.
Classic Corey.
Not really. Mm. How many people on this text will text in and be like, he's the biggest homer on the planet of homers. That's how y'all sound to me whenever I read it.
I'm saving that.
So, like, you'd think that that any glimmer of hope would just have me going into this.
I'm sorry, that was very funny.
You think any glimmer of hope would have me going into this psychotic, like, we're back, baby! But I'm...
You've been very measured.
And it's because I want to be real about how I feel. Yeah. And I don't feel like I've just turned that corner yet.
I gotcha.
So maybe it will be the Lions. But there is part of me that's telling me that the Lions, because of what they've been going through, that they're still going to be this, like, were they that good?
Yeah.
Because now, Kevin, if you beat them, you look at the chart and they are a mediocre to sub-mediocre team.
Right.
And so, all right, can you beat the really good teams? Well, you did it against the Eagles. You still have more opportunities to do it. This was going to be a measuring stick for me, but it's not right now. But again, come in here on Friday morning, I might be very different on Friday morning.
Okay.
But at the moment, I say it's overreaction.
Alec, overreaction or reality, a win over the Lions will give you full-on Cowboys fever. See, I just want to say, for the record, we're talking about people homering it up or whatever. My answer is reality.
I'm just shaking my head at all the people saying that the Eagles are a team.
Oh, that you love.
You almost said it.
That would have been awesome.
You almost said it. It's tough for me to not say reality at that point because I'm kind of with Corey. Like, I'm still in a weird way indifferent, but the second that game goes final and the Cowboys win, I think the emotions change because slave of the moment for sure. But I think it's going to matter a little bit how they win too. Because I think a blowout win is just going to, you know, be all kinds of fun and everything. But let's just say it is a really competitive game.
Yeah.
And they get the ball last. The Cowboys get the ball last. And Dak and company just have a masterful touchdown drive to end the game and walk it off. Then I'm saying, okay, this team really can't be stopped
they
by anyone
guts.
Or anything.
I gotcha.
Because they're motivated and because these coaches are getting in their ears in the right ways at the right times. I mean, I didn't think Jadeveon Clowney was going to be relevant in 2025, and here we are.
No
I didn't
kidding.
Think Aaron Whitecotton was going to be one of the assistant coaches that we keep mentioning every single day about why is this team so good. It's because of his messaging. I just think this team's chemistry right now is so hard to deny, and if they do eke out a tough win like that, a really close game, I'm going to go with reality.
I love what Alex's saying there because guts are so important.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it really is. When you see a team do something, they gut out a win, you believe more about yourself. Like, as a team, you believe more about yourself. You feel like you can do things that others can't.
Right.
And so seeing that about them is something I just want to see more of.
Alec, do you think they're going to go with that old Cody Rhodes promo where they've gone from undesirable to un-GD deniable?
Oh, 100%. And I hope they play that in the locker room after the game, too, because I know Shoddy's a man of culture, and he's a man that likes to get his guys amped up with some buzzwords and stuff.
Right.
That would actually... Put it on a t-shirt. I'd buy it.
Okay. I mean, we're helping them make sales along the way. NFL overreaction or reality? This should be Pete Carroll's only season as the Raiders head coach.
Overreaction.
Okay.
The team's bad.
Agreed.
And here's the thing. You have to know when you're hiring a coach. Are you hiring a technical coach that is going to coach them up and make bad players good?
Right.
Or are you hiring a head coach who needs talent, but once he gets that talent, he can steer the organization the right way?
Right.
And that's what I think Pete Carroll is. I think his defensive scheme is smart. I like it. But when you don't have the talent, that's on the GM, dude. You don't have the talent. You got to figure out how to get better talent in there.
So I guess, and I don't disagree with that. I guess my thought is,
he's old.
Yeah,
I was gonna.
I was gonna try to say it more delicately. Would you go with somebody a bit younger that you could build all of that with? Because Pete Carroll's not like a building coach, right? In his life,
but I think he's gonna give. I think he's gonna give you the good idea of structural organization that you need.
Okay.
And then hopefully step away. Like that's okay. What I would hope that he would help you create that. Like you need this type of discipline. You need this type of talent. You need to build these things. And then if you need another coach that's going to spark the fire for those guys,
right.
I appreciate that I was the one that was able to put the Raiders back on the map. That's what I would hope. Obviously, he wants to be there and for it to happen a lot faster.
Sure.
But I don't think this should be the only year for it. Mostly because the Raiders... they go as the wind does on coaches anyway.
Sure.
And that's a bad approach.
Alec, what say you?
Hold on real quickly. I say that because everybody wanted the Cowboys to fire Eberflus this year.
Correct.
Except for me. And I think Wolchuk, maybe.
Wolchuk, definitely, yeah.
And the Cowboys front office was like, if we do that, what does that show the players?
Right.
The organization? Like, right. What does it show people? And it shows us that we're just going to... we're not going to give you the chance to do right. And they gave him the chance, and they also gave him the tools.
Yeah. Alec, overreaction or reality, one-stop shop for Pete Carroll.
It was always going to be an overreaction for me, but something Corey said actually furthered that idea for me is that he's done it. He's been there, done that. He knows exactly what that locker room, what that front office is supposed to look and sound like. And... I think it's way too early to give up on that because it feels like that's been the main issue with the Raiders outside of an obvious lack of talent the past few years is you keep on hearing about the mess within those walls. Like, you know, the teammates not really being together and the coaching staff's not really figuring it out and not getting their messages across. Like, Antonio Pierce was supposed to be that guy. He was supposed to be the guy that came in, fixed all of those issues, and hopefully won some games along the way. He didn't. Yeah. He didn't fix it, and he didn't win games, so he's out. So what do? They get an older head coach that doesn't have the same shelf life. I was hoping they would go like the Dave Canales and Carolina route, where it's like, hey, it's not going to be the biggest name on the market, but it's somebody that it will make sense to give a five-year deal and say, we're going to give you time to figure it out until you prove us wrong that we were wrong. I think you got to keep running with it at this point. I'd say another year at best, though. Like, again, Pete Carroll's not getting any younger. You're wasting his time at that point if you're not going to try to put a good team around him. So you reset after 2 years, in my mind, and try to hope that the players, the front office, and everybody involved has an idea of what this is supposed to look and feel like.
NFL overreaction or reality, the Texans are the team to beat in the AFC South. They've won four in a row.
Yeah, their defense is really stout.
True.
I really like their coach a lot. I like Will Anderson. I like him even more now, having talked to Reggie about him.
Oh, yes.
This makes a big difference for me, Alec, and you've experienced this, I'm sure, as you've... didn't you have Michael Vick come on your show once when you were doing a weekend show?
I wish.
I feel like, okay, you've had guests, though, that you've been like, I'm rooting for that guy now.
Yes, sorry, 100%.
I'm thinking of somebody, maybe years before that. When you have somebody pop on that you're like, man, I wasn't expecting that person to enthrall me that way.
Right.
Reggie says that Will Anderson's just the best. And so knowing that a dude on the field is that, and then off the field is a great interview, seems like a really good person, I like the team. I like what they're doing. I still think Jacksonville is going to flukily find its way to win that division, though.
Okay. Alec?
But the Colts are done.
Overreaction or reality, the Texans are the team to beat in the AFC South. And I had a bonus question that Corey was just talking about this player. Bonus question, Will Anderson is the second best defensive player in the league.
Ooh. Both of these are tough. I'm going to go with reality to the first and say that the Texans probably are the team to beat because I do believe in momentum. Sorry, Reggie. I do think that's real. They've got a tough stop in Kansas City. against the Chiefs. But outside of that, nothing on their schedule really scares me the way that that defense has been playing, specifically with Will Anderson and company. I think D'Amico Ryans is still one of the best defensive play callers in football, and he's proving it week in and week out. They've got one more game against the Colts. The Cardinals, I see a win, an easy win against the Raiders. And then the Chargers game, I still have no idea what the heck to think about the Chargers at this point. So
agreed.
I think they could have a stellar record to end their season in the last five games. Jacksonville worries me a little bit because if the Colts are done, like Corey says, the Jaguars play them twice. So that, if they're done, that's two wins, a game against the Jets, Broncos, and Titans. So equal strength in my mind, just looking at it on paper, between Jacksonville and Houston. But I do think Houston just has the hot hand right now. And those teams, when they have a backup quarterback that's just playing lights out too, I'm like, how do you stop them? Davis Mills is playing good football in 2025. Like, that team is just well coached right now, and there's no way to deny it. The bonus question, Kevin.
Yeah.
I'm going to go reality as well.
Oh, I like it.
I'm going reality because Will Anderson, like again, the Texans just aren't relevant right now, you know, because they're not winning marquee games. They're doing a lot of good things right now, but they're not a sexy team on paper. They've still got C.J. Stroud, who's hit or miss at times. They've got, you know, a head coach that isn't one of the greats in the game yet. I think he will be. It's just a younger team in general. They don't have that true number one receiver that people go to that channel to go watch anymore. But Will Anderson is that primetime player you should be watching. He's a freak athlete, and he gives it his all every single play. He's like Max Crosby in the sense where you almost never see him leave the field, and I love it.
Max Crosby could definitely be in that conversation, but
yep.
Kevin, I love what Will Anderson's done. I think he's great. I think not enough credit. I don't think enough attention is given to Brian Burns. I mean, I'm presuming that Myles Garrett's your number one in this conversation.
Correct. That, and he's my default number one.
Brian Burns is second in sacks, has seven pass deflections this year. The dude, like, he's all over the field, tackles.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Wise, he's an absolute stud. I think that, and I just think for years he was overlooked in Carolina and then kind of has been overlooked also in New York
right.
because of New York. But right. I think Brian Burns is number two. And then I don't even have Mike at three, even though he's third in sacks.
I mean, and there is more to it than that.
Yeah. I would have a couple. I would probably have the conversation about other people there, too. So,
okay.
But I appreciate the question.
And if, thank you. NFL overreaction or reality? The Week 18 Panthers-Bucks game is going to decide the NFC South. There's no way in hell I would have thought that question would ever have any legitimacy to it.
Fact.
I think you're right.
Also from the 469, Merton Hanks. Couldn't stand him when he played, but his interview on The Fan made me like him. You're right.
I think I probably agree with
you. I told him to his face, I did not like you, sir, but dadgummit, you've done it.
And he was call like, him like an irritant or something like
and
that?
And he smiled and kind of gave me the, I get it. And I was like, look, purely as a fan. Yeah, dude, this Panthers team is, you have to deal with them. They
really do.
And they beat you up. They're physical. They bought in that they believe they can do it. They have a legit receiver options. They have a damn fine running game.
Yes.
Like you can go with Hubbard or you can go with Dowdle. Either one of them, you feel confident. And then the offensive line's physical up front and the defense gives you fits. The offensive coordinator is one of those that's as Broad has said about Lane Kiffin for LSU, he's good for the modern day football, and he's found a way to get Bryce Young to play a good game. Yeah, that game, and everybody thought that Tampa would probably run away with it easy, unless the Falcons made some noise. Falcons haven't done anything, so yeah, that game, here we are. And Baker might be too banged up for reasonable success at the end of the year.
I'm going to take it that Alec might need a second. Oh, no, he's fine. Alec.
No, those are just friends.
Okay. Week 18.
The ones I made along the way, Corey.
Gross.
And that's what it's all about, Kevin.
Gross. Yeah. The Week 18 Panthers-Bucks game will decide the NFC South. Overreaction or reality?
That is a reality, and I don't even like that I'm saying that. I want to throw up a little bit just thinking about it, because the Panthers shouldn't be relevant right now. But just mentioned Dave Canales. I think he's doing wonderful things with a quarterback that probably shouldn't have been successful in the NFL, just given the situation that he was put in. But they're finding ways to win, and the Bucs keep on getting hurt and hurt and hurt, and they can't seem to hold a lead either. So they're always chasing, which they're still finding ways to win. But that's a combination for just disaster for the Bucs, if you ask me. And that gives Carolina a breath of fresh air. I think they can make the playoffs.
All right. Overreaction or reality? You want this segment to continue with more overreaction or reality?
Overreaction.
Aww.
Is what I feel I'm going to do if I start reacting. So, yes, reality, Kevin.
What?
I feel like I'm going to overreact to it.
Okay. Because I did not follow that at all. Overreaction or reality, Corey. You will watch and or care about in-season Hard Knocks.
Already watched episode one.
What'd you think?
I will discuss three things in the C block about it.
Do you care about it, you think?
No.
Okay.
But I will, like, I don't think I'm getting anything I don't know. And
okay.
Sometimes that is because there were three things I didn't know.
Okay.
But I don't feel like, okay, here, do me a favor.
Mm.
Amazon, don't mic up Dak Prescott.
Because you already know.
Dak Prescott is a great leader. I get it. He is going to say all the right things. I've heard all the things he said. Mm. I did hear, though, that sounds from the sideline was even better.
Okay.
But there are things where Dak, you know, let's get to work. Let's do these things. It's a good game. It's happening today kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and that being said, like, I know what to expect out of Dak. I feel like there are other personalities on this team that I want to hear more from.
Yeah.
But then there's the other teams. And obviously they're focusing on quarterback in the first one. Like, that's kind of the focus right now. I get that. But it's the NFC East. I feel like I do care about it because of that.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, but,
oh, no, absolutely.
But Washington's down. New York's down. And so Philadelphia's the only other team that is of intrigue. And
right.
I don't care about, I don't want to know about them.
Because you're afraid you'll, like, oh, I kind of want to root for that.
No! Player. No!
You're not afraid of that?
Sirianni does say some things, though, that I'm like,
oh,
that's not just cheesy crap right there that he's saying. That's real.
That's real.
Schottenheimer's more real, though.
He loves them.
Schottenheimer's more real, and I love it.
Alec, overreaction or reality? You will watch and or care about in-season Hard Knocks.
I will say reality because I will watch. I will not care. okay. while watching. So
I gotcha.
It's technically a reality, but I never really care about this stuff. It, like, a lot of it, I feel like I have no way of proving this, but I feel like these players are very and coaches are very aware that certain things are being watched and listened to. So I don't think they're giving you everything, which is fine. I don't want them to, if we're being honest. I don't work in that building. I don't need to know everything. And I don't need my team losing a game because something shoddy said on Hard Knocks got, you know, schemed against him in a
right.
game. Like the Vikings. Imagine Brian Flores hears something that shoddy says on Hard Knocks and he's like, oh, he likes to do that.
Yeah.
I was thinking something else. So I'm going to run this coverage on third down instead. And then he obliterates the Cowboys offense. I don't want that. So, yeah, I don't really care for it. Am I going to watch it? Yeah, because, you know, some of the quotes are good and whatnot. And like Corey said, the stuff with Aaron Whitecott, and I like hearing the speeches and stuff like that. But the X's and O's stuff, I feel like you're not going to get everything.
There were a couple of times, I don't remember if it was the Browns or the Dolphins, where you could see the coaches, they prepared for this moment. And this is their opportunity to shine, and they're out there. They're dropping more F-bombs they ever have. As they're just like giving their speeches that you're just you don't do that every week, right?
See, I like that because I thought you were saying they gave like a fake presentation when they're like, and on second down, this is what we're going to do. And they all looked at each other and like, wink, because that's not what they were going to do. Overreaction or reality? I know we had a tough week last week. Jaxon Smith-Njigba will win Offensive Player of the Year and break the single season receiving mark. Now, he's already broken the team record for most yards, surpassing DK Metcalf. He's on pace for 1,893 yards. The record is 1,964. So he's within striking distance. Last week certainly did not help. He's from Rockwall. I just want to say that every time.
I think Jonathan Taylor still being available for it.
Okay.
Puts him at the top
the award.
Of the list.
Yeah.
Actually, Kevin, holy crap. According to something I just looked up on the internet.
Okay.
JSN is at plus 105. Jonathan Taylor is at minus 400.
What?
80% implied probability.
Where are you seeing that?
AI overview, dude.
Okay.
I don't know.
Don't trust AI overview because most places that I'm looking right now have it as a dead heat between those
two. Puka Nacua is at plus 10,000.
Oh.
Okay.
Is that good?
Christian McCaffrey is at plus 1,700.
You know, George Pickens is fourth or fifth on the list.
It was BetMGM, but that was November 11th is where the minus 400 is coming from.
Yeah.
Well, and then Jaxon Smith-Njigba had a bad week.
Okay, well, that's why he's not the favorite.
I still think it's Jonathan Taylor at the moment.
Okay.
I want the hometown kid to get his due.
Sure.
I want him to break the record first, though. He does that, I'll go out there and say everything I can for him.
Yeah.
I'll campaign the way I do for Darren Woodson. Maybe Jaxon Smith-Njigba does not want me to campaign for him then.
Maybe not. Alec, what say you?
That was depressing. I'm going to go reality to both. Because records are meant to be broken, Kevin. I don't know if you've ever heard that.
I have heard that.
You know, I've often said that, and I believe that here in this case, especially with the extra game, I think he was due for a stinker of a game because Sam Darnold was Sam Darnold, and that was okay. With the extra game, you have that room, and I think it's going to happen, and I'm just going off of what Corey tells me because he's, you know, smart at football stuff, and he says that the Colts are done. So that means their offense is not going to be as good, which means Jonathan Taylor's numbers are going to be decent but not as impressive as JSN's. And if that is the trend that happens, there's no reason that JSN shouldn't win this. And it's always nice to see a receiver win it in my mind, even though
sure.
I've been protesting for the running back renaissance for years now.
Yes, you have.
It's my favorite position in sports. I love the running back position. I think it's undervalued, but I do think it's nice whenever a pass catcher goes out there and just exceeds expectations. I know JSN's good. I didn't think he was going to be this good.
Sure. I agree with you.
Can I make an addendum to what he said, though?
Is it about how I have a JSN autograph rookie card number?
Is this why you've been pushing for this?
No.
This makes sense now. Everybody check eBay.
It's not on eBay.
Yet. I do want to say, and look, Daniel Jones, early in the season, I saw him do things I'd never seen him do before.
Right.
I admitted that. But I will say, I don't think that this downturn has been because of Jonathan Taylor.
Okay.
I think to win these types of games, you're relying on big time play from your quarterback. And I just don't know that he's ready for big time play.
All right.
That's where I am right now.
Speaking of a team that doesn't get big time play from their quarterback, overreaction or reality, the Pittsburgh Steelers season is OVER over. I spelled that just for Aaron Rodgers. Because remember, he said R-E-L-A-X. They're 2-5 over their last 7 games, and they look like butt. Sorry if that wasn't as nuanced
but.
As you're hoping for, Alec.
Let's see. This is where I don't see a game that I can guarantee they can win.
Yeah.
And that's bad because Ravens, you'd think, you know, that's a coin flip-ish. Yeah. Probably leans in favor. I'm betting the Ravens are the favorite.
Correct.
Especially since at home for the Ravens. The Dolphins? What? What the heck?
The suddenly resurgent Miami Dolphins.
Dude, somehow they fire their GM and everything changes.
A couple weeks ago, my question about Mike McDaniel staying as their coach is looking more and more possible.
You're right. And then the Lions, I can't guarantee that because I have to see this week.
For sure.
The Browns, they're bringing back Deshaun Watson, guys.
They open up his practice window, yes.
That's perfect timing. And then the Ravens again. So I think you might be right. As good of a coach as Mike Tomlin is, they have really put themselves at a bad position at the quarterback spot.
True. Alec?
Oh, this division is some of the most disgusting, gross, nasty, worst football I've ever seen. So I really don't want to answer the question, but for the sake of the segment, I will. And I'm just going to say reality because I don't like this version of Aaron Rodgers and I don't want him to succeed. But I saw a tweet yesterday that was amazing. It was like a week ago. Somebody quote tweeted a Mike Tomlin press conference quote, and they're like, oh, great. They're going to go sign a Pro Bowler from 2014.
Yes.
And then they sign Adam Thielen.
It's
like clockwork. That's going to help, right? I think it will help, but I don't know. The Ravens, I still don't know what to think about, but I have to give them the benefit of the doubt because they have Lamar Jackson and they have Derrick Henry. And if you're talking about that tough-nosed AFC North football, got a couple matchups left. Derrick Henry could run wild on that defense.
I'm going to start with you with this next question.
Oh,
I'm accelerating this question from another day just because of you.
Oh, God.
Overreaction or reality? The AFC North champion will have a losing record.
Ooh.
Right now, none of their teams are above 500, and I still think something is off with Mr. Jackson.
Yeah, and only one team is coming off of a win right now, and that's the Bengals. So the Steelers have lost 2 in a row. The Ravens just lost their last game. Yeah, I'll go reality. And I think it's just going to legitimize the fact that that division is not fun and it is not good for football, and it's not entertaining in any way when Lamar Jackson isn't right, because I fully agree with you. I think there's something lingering there. And you've heard players talk about that all the time. Like, a week off isn't going to heal anything. I need 6 months, you know, to be off of my feet and not getting hit. I think there's one of those lingering issues that's kind of making them a little bit scared.
Corey, overreaction reality. Winner of the AFC North will have a losing record.
Oh, I hate that division.
Oh, well, hence why the question gets asked. I am not here to defend this division whatsoever.
I feel like you are.
I most certainly am not.
No, overreaction.
You think somebody will get 9-8? Maybe better?
Yeah, and it's dadgummit, it's going to be Baltimore. They're going to beat Pittsburgh twice down the stretch here.
Pittsburgh
have
screwed.
Just enough of that. I think. Man, their defense still sucks.
I'm telling you.
But it's, you know what? It's better than I thought it was.
Yeah.
The to start the season, I thought it was going to be a historically bad defense.
Yeah.
And they've been able to turn
like the Cowboys. They've turned. Yeah.
But yeah, I think they'll have. I think it'll be 9-8.
Okay.
Or maybe 9-7-1, or 8-7-1.
It would only be right if that division ended with both teams at 8-8-1 atop the division. So Alec could be like, good. Your division's stupid.
See, exactly.
or the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Man, I have so much ground to cover in this next segment. Plus,
take your time.
We're updating the chart next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.